Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, you landed on the best podcast in the whole wide world. I am the greatest of all time within my paradigm. Remember, this week, it should not take anything from you, warriors. You are the greatest of all time within your paradigm. And I'm going to share with you that you are right. What? Yes, you are right. Okay, warriors, let's dive into this. You are right. This is why I do so well with haters. This is why I do so well on social media. I'm bragging about myself because haters do not bother me. They do not bother me at all. They used to, but I realized, I'm like, oh my God, they're right. Every single one of them is right. Me and my daughter had a really funny situation last Saturday. So we had this situation that was really funny. Okay. So we came, and I think this will relate. I feel like it relates. So I'll tell the story and then, I'll go deep down your right. Okay. So we go to a really nice dinner on Saturday and then we go grab a little treat and we're coming out of this place and we're stopped at a light. Right. And what I remember is that there was no gap in front of me to the car in front of me. And I'm sitting there and I think I was looking at my phone at the light and all of a sudden honk, honk. And I look back. Well, I have to roll down my window and look back. Like the person's hood is like in the middle of my door. Right. Or not in the, but back at that level. So I'm thinking that's weird. And this lady is fucking freaking out. She's like, blah, and she rolls down her window. I'm like, roll down your window. I thought something was wrong. Like something happened. She's like, pay attention. You didn't fucking let us in, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I apologized. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. She's like, it's okay. You need to pay attention. I said, what, looking ahead at the road? I'm like, I was so confused on what was going on. And she kept going. And so I said, okay, Karen. And there was like, and so after it happened, I told her, I said, I looked at her husband. I'm like, dude, your wife's going to get you knocked out, man. Like this lady was going crazy. And so what I did is I just sat there. And so what I did is they thought I wasn't. So they're freaking out right there in the left lane. And I just stop and I let them in. So that whole fucking childish, outlandish bullshit that she created within her car was for nothing. I was like, you're right. Okay. I let you in. I could have been a complete asshole. I could have been like, fuck you, blah, blah. I did call her Karen. So I was a little bit of an asshole, but I kind of retracted. I'm like, you know what? I was an asshole. She deserved it. Let me let them in. So what happened there? Let's talk. Let's unpack that. So this crazy ass biatch, sorry, she was being a complete bitch. She was like going off her poor husband, that poor lady. If I ever, well, it's crazy. If you ever heard this lady, you're a bitch. Sorry. She was just, I mean, poor, like, and then, okay, let me apologize. No, I'm not going to apologize. She's a bitch. And so, but I don't know what's going on in her life. Maybe they just got in a huge fight. You know, maybe he just told her he cheated on her. Who knows, right? So I said, sorry, but she kept going. And I want you to think about this for just a moment. So I decided in that moment to be like, you're right. And so I let them in. That one decision got them out of my life. Because I could have dove into it and I could have got angry and I could have got pissed. And me and my daughter had a good laugh about it. We're both kind of confused and what the hell just happened? It was really kind of funny. And it was a good lesson for us both to go, fuck, man. I mean, who knows what's going on that lady's life? But she's right. In her paradigm, I was a complete dirtbag asshole, right? Think about that. In her paradigm, it didn't matter. And you could see her and her husband were fighting. They were like, as they were driving ahead of us, because I let them in, he's probably like, why are you being like that? He let us in. It's not that big of a deal. But in her paradigm, she's right. And she has to live with that. So we were allowed to release her. And he's probably like, oh, this guy, she screamed at him. He let her in. Right. So there was really no reason, but maybe in her paradigm, there was a reason. Right. So if there's somebody in your life that's going off on you, they're right. They literally believe what they believe. And it's none of your business to adopt their anger or their resentment or their sadness. You can listen to understand, but understand that every single person is right. Because if I think something and I believe a certain way, I'm going to argue with you to prove my way. Right. Because I believe I'm right. And you believe you're right. And so if you really understand that everybody is right and you're allowed to think a certain way and you don't have to adopt the person's anger or their hate. And what you do is if you say you're right and you just let it go, it creates a mirror for that person where they have to look in the mirror and go, fuck, maybe I'm the problem. That lady probably looked in the mirror and goes, fuck, I just threw a huge fit in front of this guy and his daughter. They let us in after all of that, after she treated me like dog shit. And I probably shouldn't have called her Karen, but she actually looked like a Karen. And I apologize for anybody's name Karen. That's a really fucked up thing. I don't know who created that, but poor Karens. We love you guys. Not every Karen is like this, but this lady was like, it was wild. It was kind of neat to experience. And I'm like, but I realized too, like within my life with my family too, like I'm a different dude, right? So I don't relate too much to my pops and things like that. So it's like, but he's right in his paradigm. He watches the news. He believes the news. He's angry all the time. And I'm like, you're right. But he has to live that paradigm as I get to live my weird, esoteric, happy, floating around like a freaking on a magic carpet. People probably like, this dude's a wacko. But why would it matter how I feel or how I treat my kids or what I do with my life, right? You're right. And this will relieve so much stress for you, warriors. So much stress because, you know, it goes back to the greatest, excuse me, I keep dropping this button, this greatest of all time thing where this dude was going off on me. I'm like, you're right. If you believe that by me saying I'm the goat and you take the goat with the horns and say that's demonic, you're right. So if everything he sees is word magic and he's like, oh my God, it's demonic. Da, da, da. He probably lives his whole life thinking about demons and everything's demonic and Coach JV's in the Illuminati and blah, 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 blah. And they, you know, people are saying I'm in the Illuminati. I'm like, you're right. Whatever. If I'm in Illuminati, I'm in Illuminati. Believe it. Okay. It's like, maybe that'll give me some more insight to stuff. I don't know. But my thing is worse. Take a deep breath, dude. Chill the fuck out. Like, relax. You're right. I'm not going to argue with you. And I'm not trying to convince you of anything. But just understand, are you more committed to being right or being happy? Are you more committed to being right or being happy? Because what are you going to do? You're going to prove them wrong? No, all you're going to do is argue. And both are going to tout your egos and nobody's going to win wars. Now, I'm not talking about having adult discussions to come to a conclusion so you can move forward. I'm talking about the arguments and I'm talking about constantly bashing people. Or if somebody takes the vaccine, I don't care if you take the vaccine. If you take the vaccine and you feel good about it, that's your choice. I still love you. If you take, you know, if you're like somebody said to me, you're going to go get what I was talking about. Because we have to get the coronavirus test or whatever, the swab to be able to travel. And we're going to a really cool trip. Tomorrow with my kids on Friday or whatever. So this, you're hearing this on Thursday. I'm pre-recording this. So on Friday would be when we're on our way there. So I'm pre-recording this, but, people be like, oh, you're gonna have your kids take the test. Well, yeah, well, I'm not going to fucking not go to Disneyland and not take my kids on a cool trip because of a swab. Like, well, they're going to give you this. I'm like, whatever, dude, you can believe what you want. We're healthy. We're abundant. We're lit. We're spiritual. We're good people. You know, I'm not going to get caught up in all that bullshit. I'm not going to let all this shit control my life. Will I take the vaccine? Probably not. No, I don't take the flu shot. So why would I take the vaccine? Think about it. It doesn't mean if you take the vaccine, there's something wrong with you. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's what you believe and you're right. Do you see what I'm saying? You're right. The guy that cut you, the lady that was going off on me, she's right. She's having a really shitty fucking day, obviously. So she's right. Like, I'm not going to spend my time like making myself feel bad about her bad day. But so I let him in. I'm like, you're right, ma'am. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I think I was on my phone. So I was probably driving dangerously. So she's probably right. And maybe they were trying to get over and I screwed them over in this, you know, big SUV. And it's just, you know, this long haired hippie dude rolls down the window and she's maybe having a shitty day. But by letting them in, I'd let her be right. And guess what? She has to live with that. Now there's a mirror and it looks like they were fighting like crazy after that. Cause he's probably like, what the hell is wrong with you? He said, sorry. So what arguments are causing stress for you, warriors? Because you're right. So do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? If you want to get your shit together, click the link down below and join our 120-day challenge. If you go through the 120 challenge, you don't like it, subconscious mind programming, goal setting, vision board creation, health, nutrition, workouts, there is nothing like it on this planet. Click the link down below. If you go through the 120 challenge and you say, this sucked, I did not like it, we will refund 100% of your money. Love you guys. Have a great day. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together.